Tatis improves to 5-2 on the season. He beat Hayden Wesneski. And so that means the Brewers and the Cubs remain tied atop the Central as the Brewers come home for a couple of series against divisional opponents. Cardinals, then the Pirates coming to town. Lane was mentioning the Cardinals, who were trying to salvage a game in their series against the Mets, but they won't get the opportunity. It's been postponed due to rain. It's the only time the Mets go to St. Louis. They're going to make the Mets go back there for one day and play this game in August. Sonny Gray was the scheduled starter for St. Louis today, so you figure that was a guy who's been their best. Then the Brewers would not have faced him otherwise, so perhaps Mother Nature dealing a break to the Cardinals, and that they'll get him in the Milwaukee series, you figure, tomorrow. Cardinals have dropped six of their last seven games coming to American Family Field. Pittsburgh Pirates lose a series at home to the Angels. 5-4 in the rubber match today there at PNC. The Pirates were trying to win their second series in a row, but they can't do it. Lost the final couple of games to the struggling Angels. Later on tonight, it'll be the Diamondbacks and the Reds. 5:40 Central first pitch. Jordan Montgomery for Arizona. Graham Ashcraft trying to be a stopper for Cincinnati. They've lost six straight. They've fallen into a tie for third coming into the day in the division with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Cincinnati trying to break that skid tonight. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The final again here, it was the Royals 6 and the Brewers 4. We've got more of the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
MJ.
Brewers end up falling in Kansas City 6-4 and lose 2-3 to the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. It's time now, as we continue the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show, time to get you the home run distance recap. Brewers hit one home run today. Again, it was Gary Sanchez, who went deep twice in this series. Today's estimated to travel 401 feet. The home run distance brought to you by SBA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Josh Mauer back with you. We go to some other notable Major League scores in this AL Central, where the Royals reside. They came in trailing the Cleveland Guardians, who are atop the division, have been really since the beginning of the season. And Cleveland won a close one today against the Tigers in 10 innings. 5-4, the Guardians remain 2.5 games ahead of Kansas City. Cleveland is 24-13. That's one of the great stories in baseball thus far this season. The Philadelphia Phillies just lost at home for the first time in 12 games. Team with the best record in Major League Baseball, the Phillies lose, and they split a two-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays. 5-3 was the final. Aaron Nola took the loss in that one. Philadelphia had won 18 of its previous 21 games. Well, the Dodgers hosting the Miami Marlins, and that game is in the top of the ninth. L.A. holding on to a 3-1 lead. If that holds, it'll be a three-game sweep of the Fish, and Los Angeles will have won 14 of its last 16. They have been incredibly hot. And coming into the year, you figured L.A. might play this way. That's exactly how Dave Roberts' team has performed over the last about 3 weeks. Unbeatable. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, OAW has donated $4,400. Gary Sanchez homer was the 44th home run of the season for the crew. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 6-4 here. Kansas City completes the series win. And we'll come back with some highlights after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the movers.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Production. Find it now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcast.
Brewers fall 6-4. Most of the runs came late in this one, and Kansas City holds off another ninth inning rally for the crew to win the series. Brewers, coming into this road trip, had only lost two series the whole season, but the Cubs and the Royals each got them here on this six-gamer. Back on our Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame, there is a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Tonight's highlights, they're brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Brady Singer, fifth-year big leaguer, faced the Brewers for the first time in his career today on the mound for Kansas City. Joe Ross, a seventh-year big leaguer, faced the Royals for the first time in his career. In this rubber match, Bryce Terang got penciled into the leadoff spot for the first time in his big league career On the day that Christian Yelich got activated off of the injured list, so the top of the order looked a lot different for manager Murphy. And wouldn't you know, Terang led off this game with a double to bring William Contreras up to the plate.
This is lined into left center field. That's going to get down. It's going all the way to the warning track before it's cut off by Isbell. Terang around third. He will score. It's an RBI double for Contreras, and the Brewers on the board right out of the gate here this afternoon. It's 1-0 Milwaukee.
And then Yelich in his return grounded out to move Contreras to third. There were some really big plays, I thought, in this game that might not necessarily jump out at you when you look at the box score. I think the next at bat was a big one. Willy Adames with the infield in struck out. Chance to make it 2-0. And so the Brewers only got the one run in the first. And then in the bottom of the first, another one of those big plays was the second batter that Joe Ross faced. After Michael Garcia doubled, Bobby Witt Jr. hit a fly ball to right center. And going to catch it, the center fielder Blake Perkins tripped. Looked like he kind of just tripped over his own feet. And the ball fell uncaught. That led to a two-run inning on back-to-back sacrifice flies by Vinny Pasquantino and Michael Massey. 2-1 was the score, and then the pitchers really settled in. Nobody scored again until the bottom of the sixth. Ross walked Witt Jr. to lead off that inning and was removed. And that runner would come home to score on another sacrifice fly. Three sac flies. They had the Royals in front, 3-1 into the seventh. Brady Singer was done after 5 1/3. The second reliever was Nick Anderson, and he was greeted in the seventh by Gary Sanchez. Now the 0-1. Fly ball hit into deep right center field on his horse's Renfro back. It's going to be over his head and over the fence. Goodbye. Opposite field home run, Gary Sanchez, his second of the series. And the Brewers are back within a run. It's a 3-2 game leading off the seventh inning. How about that? Impressive from Gary Sanchez. Then there was another big play in this game that, again, just won't show up if you just gave a cursory glance to the box score. Nick Anderson then walked Oliver Dunn, and one out later, he was at second base as Bryce Terang came up and hit a line drive single into left field. It looked like Dunn would score the tying run, but the left fielder was MJ Melendez. He made a perfect throw home, and Dunn was tagged out. So instead of being tied at three, it remained 3-2 in favor of the Royals. As they got out of that inning, Yelich struck out with two on and two out against reliever Angel Sirpa. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Brian Hudson pitched a second scoreless frame. But after the Brewers couldn't get anything going in the eighth, the Royals scored three times against Yoel Piamps in the bottom of the eighth to put the game away. Piamps pitching for just the second time in just about 2 weeks, and he didn't have his good stuff. Gave up a three-run inning, and even though the Brewers would rally in the ninth, it would not be enough. Although Bryce Terang just had a great game, and we got to play a highlight from that ninth inning. It was Terang with two on and one out.
1-2 pitch. Terang, a rocket out to right. Renfro back on it, over his head. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Sanchez around third. He's going to score. Stopping at third is done. It is the third double of the day for Bryce Terang. And it's a 6-3 ball game.
But James MacArthur, the closer, would come in after that, and MacArthur got Contreras and Yelich. One run scored on a ground out, but 6-4 is the final. So the Brewers have lost 4 of 5 as they come home to take on the Cardinals tomorrow night. And we'll preview that series lid lifter when we come back to wrap things up in Kansas City on the Brewers Radio Network.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, And the history of windmills includes using the weather, in this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th, because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Yeah.
6-4 Kansas City wins the series rubber match and wins the set from the Crew. So it was, I guess, overall a disappointing trip, but there were some really fun moments for the Brewers. The series opening win, that great eighth inning rally at Wrigley, and then, of course, last night, the Willie Adames theatrics in the ninth for the two victories here on the trip. It'll be good to be home for the next 7. Let's wrap up, though, with a Down on the Farm report brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You can stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Double-A Biloxi lost at home to Montgomery 11-4 this afternoon, but let's point out a couple of big prospects for the Crew who each had a couple of hits. Mike Bovee, last year's second-round draft choice, 2-for-5. He's batting .333 since being promoted to Double-A. And last year's first-round pick, Brock Wilkin, has just resumed playing after getting hit in the face with a pitch very early in the season. He's back, and Wilkin was 2-for-5 today with a double. Good to see Brock Wilkin back in action. We remind you that tomorrow night, the On Deck Show built by Menards gets underway at 6:05, and first pitch at American Family Field is scheduled for 6:40. Brewers and Cardinals, remember Milwaukee had that great sweep in St. Louis a few weekends ago to start the season series. After being rained out at home today, you figure Sonny Gray will be pushed back to make the start for the Redbirds. You know that Wilson Contreras will not be playing after he broke his forearm last night. Tobias Myers is going to be the pitcher for the Crew. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. We hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. The team about to travel home. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we say so long. Again, the final score, Kansas City 6 and Milwaukee 4. From Kauffman Stadium, you've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long, everyone.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, SVA, a professional services company.
Get up! Get out of here and way gone!
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
Context. 6 years ago, when my predecessor came with the promise of claiming our country's proud manufacturing legacy, and we made Infrastructure Week every week for 4 years, and we didn't build a damn thing. He and his administration promised $10 billion investment in Foxconn. In fact, he came here with your senator, Ron Johnson, literally holding the golden shovel, promising to build the eighth wonder of the world. At least it wasn't golden showers, more devils.
Foxconn is dead.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Did you see the dumbest thing I did? Catherine, who we just love here, she runs the whole company pretty much. She brought like Blues Brothers glasses. So she wanted us all to walk in together wearing the black glasses. So we're sitting in the thing and I'm reading the program. Reach my glasses where I always carry it, put them on. It's like, holy crap, they dropped the lights. Now I can't read anything. So I take them off. I'd put my sunglasses on. How dumb is that?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Alba Show.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a little bit earlier, you seemed quite willing to crucify some of the Dems that were supportive of this Fox News
deal. Those are your terms. Yes, that was critical.
My terms. Yes. You are being quite critical.
But you were also critical, but you said you wouldn't have done it, but I guess that's it. But yes, go ahead. Your thoughts.
You're still holding it against them.
I mean, what do you mean by that? If I was in Peter Barca's district, would I vote for him? Sure. Am I not going to bring up a vote that I thought was terrible and egregious? Of course I am, man. No, of course. Like I said, these are politicians. They can handle it. I have no problem calling people out on things that I think were unreasonable. And I think this was unreasonable.
Do you think
the original Foxconn deal? And I know you agree the same way. I guess I'm unclear as to what your criticism of my interpretation of their actions are. Because you are also critical, but for some reason, your position is better than mine?
Well, I certainly offer a caveat. I don't blanket chastise all of the Democrats that would sign off on this. As I pointed out before, Corey Mason was from Racine. This would be an affected area, right? They're promising a $10 billion investment. And you act like they sat at the table and somehow had the power to negotiate the terms with Mr. Foxconn. They did not. That was Scott Walker. And when it hit the assembly, when it hit the Senate, well, those things were heavily gerrymandered to the benefit of Republicans. So if you are a Democratic state lawmaker and a corporation has promised to invest $10 billion in your district, and you vote against it, I think you're being quite short-sighted.
Really? I think you're being quite short-sighted, assuming that they're coming as honest brokers. A $10 billion, the largest investment in a foreign corporation in the country's history.
I know all the criticism. I share it.
I know. You see the dollar.
But hindsight's 20/20, dude.
That's the short-sightedness and memory. No, it's not. People were against this thing from the beginning, Crudy.
Well, you and I were, but I know a lot of...
and we were against this from the beginning because it was bunk. We knew it, man. Foxconn was full of it. It was Trump and it was Walker. I mean, Fox had Trump and Walker walk into a bar. Are you going to believe anything they say?
Let me ask you this. A lot of our union friends, labor friends, people that, you know, would perhaps garner employment through the building of a big Foxconn campus.
Certainly.
They were supportive of this deal.
They were supportive of the deal because they assume they're going to get the jobs. And I get that. But they're not the politicians. Listen, these are the elected officials. The employment market looks to those folks. Hey, is this a good idea or not? Yeah, we're going to get a bunch of jobs. Okay. You know, it is up to the politicians, the one I have an issue with. Man, they let those union people down. They 132 homes were eventually sold, some of them taken by eminent domain. Let those people down. You believe and you trust in Scott Walker and Donald Trump. I mean, when you look to the other, what I would call the locals in there, certainly some Dems, the MMAC, the county seven, all these folks were down. So if you're outside of it and say, hey, well, all of our elected leaders, they think this is a good idea. We'll do this. We're down with that. Come on, man. It's up to them to lead. You can't tell me, man. We were talking about it then. Pull the tape. It was not righteous then. It's not now. Now, maybe if something can come of it with Microsoft, and maybe the investment over the years will eventually come back. But no, man, I don't hold it against them. But when you're in those positions, if you're in the chamber, if you're an elected official, you have a responsibility to your constituents, man, not just re-election.
And isn't part of that responsibility to try and bring investment to one's district?
Yes, of course.
Now,
yes.
Scott Walker might have known that he was screwing the people of the state of Wisconsin, and he was desperate to earn himself some re-election, right? That might have been what motivated Scott Walker. But when you throw in the Peter Barkas and the Todd Unsteads and the Corey Masons, and you think they're somehow motivated in the same way and they deserve to be painted with the same brush.
What was the vote? What was there was
support? What is their motivation? Was being good serving their constituents.
Again, I disagree. I think due diligence would have shown. We've talked about it from then. There were people standing up at the time saying, no, do not vote for this. Do not do it. Lots of Dems did it, and they did it. And they made that political determination because it's in their backyard. I understand that. It's your backyard. But you also, again, I think, have a responsibility to your constituents. And people lost their homes because of it. Rich, the cut from Louie, cut number U, if you would please, talking about being a good neighbor. Now, again, this was the project manager for Foxconn on the ground being interviewed because, of course, people were pushing back on it. And he was skeptical. He couldn't understand why people would have an issue with them. Of course, history has shown out. Yeah, people had the BS meter going off. We realized that it was not a good deal. We have Louis Wu. Let's play Cut U, please.
We always believe you don't go into a place to try to be a family member and would ruin somebody's kitchen. We certainly like to be a good neighbor, and we're here to stay. We're a long-term player for that community. So there is no reason why we should not take upon it as our responsibility to make sure things are as good as they are, if not even better, after we move in.
Ruin somebody's kitchen, man. You bulldoze the whole house. Come on.
I guess here's where I'm starting to differ from you, little buddy. And here's where I draw the distinction in perhaps your rant and where I might rant to. I think that local lawmakers certainly should want investment in their communities. And to suggest that any Republicans, Democrats aren't going to go there, well, that's short-sighted, man. That's very short-sighted.
Really? Come on, man. Foxconn, Donald Trump, and Scott Walker come and offer you $10 billion for anything. You think that's an honest deal? You're going to believe it right off the bat?
I didn't like the deal any better for the Dems that signed. You didn't let me finish the sentence. Okay. I didn't like the deal any better when the Dems signed off on the Pfizer Forum, Dom, which benefited private ownership. And this is not the same as building a bridge in Superior that crosses from one state to another. That's used for interstate commerce. This is used for concerts and for the Bucks to lose in the first round of the playoffs each year.
After they won a championship.
But Dem signed off on that. Because Scott Walker was shepherding through a plan cheaper to keep him. I hate that deal.
Okay, but are you mad at them, Crudy? Because you don't seem very mad at Peter Barkas.
No, I think they're being pragmatic. And I think there's still a place for pragmatism in politics.
You can be pragmatic, man. And if it works out, then it's a good decision. If it doesn't, It wasn't a good decision. This was not a good decision.
And then Dom will crucify your ass on the radio. Come back. More Devils. You might get crucified, but call us 844-96-PARTY.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again ignoring Governor Evers' call to free up $140 million for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Joint Finance Committee co-chair, Representative Mark Bourne.
He could have taken the deal. He decided there were things in there that he couldn't take. That's his choice. That's his right. But that's how he chose to stop that program.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. The owners of two Wisconsin wedding barns are suing. They want a Trempealeau County court to block a new state law that forces them to get liquor licenses. Wedding barn owners say the law is too restrictive and too expensive. Bars and restaurants have long complained that wedding barns have enjoyed an unfair advantage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Calumet, Outagamie, and Winnebago Veterans Service Offices are all coming together for the first ever Mission Possible Symposium. It'll be at the Fox Cities Exposition Center in Jones Park in Appleton Friday and Saturday. The event features speakers and presentations on many topics for veterans. The keynote speaker is Jessica Lynch, the first rescued female POW since the Vietnam War. Admission is free and open to the public. Visit missionpossiblewi.org. For information. The Kaukauna Area School District may put a $200 million facilities referendum before voters in November. The biggest item in the proposal is constructing a new middle school. The referendum would cost property owners about $95 for every $100,000 in property value. The district's seeking comment and will send surveys to residents this month before they decide how to best move forward. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. TikTok is suing the U.S. government after a new law passed that is trying to force the sale of the app. The lawsuit is spearheaded by ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok. The law, passed by Congress and signed by President Biden, gives the company 9 months to sell the social media platform to avoid a ban. This must be a blow to influencers and a relief to those of us who know nothing about TikTok. Here's a Schwab emendation that might help if you're looking for good, clean family fun. Check out Unfrosted. The film was released last weekend on Netflix. It's written, directed, and stars Jerry Seinfeld, as well as a host of other famous comedians, including Rachel Harris, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Thomas Lennon, and Hugh Grant. It doesn't break any new comedic ground, but it has lots of fun taking shots at history and serial. Enjoy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a low close to 50. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow and cooler with highs in the low 60s and a couple of showers. More sunshine than clouds for Friday, a little breezy, maybe a storm late. Highs near 70. It's 71 right now.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On the next show, Turtle Knight from the Turtleton joins us to talk about the painted pianos that are coming to downtown Green Bay.
Then Sean Lynch from Winnebago Bicycle in Oshkosh will tell us about a fun event they have coming up.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Talking about the Foxconn, Joe Biden, the president of the United States, came to Studevant, Wisconsin, the Mount Pleasant area, to troll the former administration, his predecessor, on the failed promise. The eighth wonder of the world never came to fruition. Foxconn's dead, as we AI Trump together saying. So, you have taken some issue with the Democrats that would support this. And I have said, well, I certainly was skeptical as an elected to not take the risk on your district when a corporation's threatening to spend $10 billion for your district. And we as a state, sure, it seems like an outsized investment, but if you're sticking another $4 billion in my district, I'm freaking voting for it, man. You know what I mean? 13,000 permanent jobs, all the promises. And they may not have been, they didn't come to fruition, Dom.
Right, well, that's the point, man. That's the point. Who's making the promises? What's their character? What's their track record? Foxconn, Donald Trump, Scott Walker. Come on. There was amazing pushback from day one from locals. There were groups that came and organized, whatever. I mean, and I'm not any more critical than you. I don't think I'm any more critical than you, Crudy. I'm not going to, you say crucify them. No, I'm obviously bringing up my objection to their voting for this BS deal. You have an objection with it as well. So I don't know what you're arguing with me about.
Here's the point. I actually paid a financial price for my opposition to Foxconn. You may not have known that, Don, but it was told to me by some of the trades unions. They were a little afraid to invest and put their messages on my radio station, Resistance Radio in Milwaukee, WRD, when I owned it there, because of our strong advocacy against Foxconn. And guess what? They wanted the work.
Of course they want the work. Everyone wants the work. That's not the point. They're not the ones, the union trades, whoever's would benefit from it, from building something, are not the ones that are ultimately going to create the legislation and make the deal, right? Who's making the deal? Donald Trump, Scott Walker, and Foxconn. Of course people want work, man. I don't begrudge that. I totally understand all of these things. But it was the bad decision. It was the wrong decision.
Was it the wrong decision to publicly finance the Brewer Stadium? Twice.
I'm not a fan of publicly financing sports teams as a general rule. But if we look at how this actually went down, and I try to crunch some of the quick numbers of $524 million stadium, half of which is paid for by state and local, $80, $90 million directly from the state of Wisconsin.
You're talking about the Pfizer Forum, or the double dip we've got into the baseball stadium in Milwaukee. And you remember George Petak, the guy that got recalled over his support, a Republican voted to move forward with the public financing of the Brewer Stadium. Guy used to throw out the first pitch each day at Racine Night, 5 years in a row. Guess what? He still did 2 weeks after he got recalled, Dom. George Petak. And, you know, if we are willing to throw them overboard, anyone that supports these things.
You know, being critical of someone's vote is way different than crucification and throwing them overboard, Crudy.
Well, Petak got crucified figuratively.
Peter Barca also lost his
job. He moved
as well.
On to the Department of Revenue. He didn't lose his job. He took a position in the cabinet. That's not a demotion from assembly to the cabinet. Now, he hopes to move on to the U.S. Congress. And I would support his decision then. And even with 2020 hindsight, I would still support Peter Barca's decision to vote for it. predicated on what district he represented.
Wow. I mean, so even 2020, so then why don't you, this is a bad deal, right?
It was a bad deal, but and not for his constituents, not if half the promises made had come to fruition. And even if it's a day late and $3 billion short, Microsoft is still there. Microsoft's making a $3.3 billion investment, although I know you're skeptical because once bitten, twice shy with the whole Foxconn thing. Okay. But you know what? For the people that live in Mount Pleasant and for those that, you know, those Democratic lawmakers' constituents, they're now going to benefit a little later than expected. Yeah. Okay, man. But the investment still being made in their respective districts. The mayor of Racine, the former Dem lawmaker, Corey Mason, got a shout out from President Biden today from the stage down in his district. Just saying.
Yeah. And I think the Republicans, Scott Walker and even I think Rojo was around, Ron Johnson. I think the Speaker of the House at the time wasn't Paul Ryan during Foxconn. He was also there. They're all very, very supportive of the Dems that were supporting Foxconn because the local Dems were the only ones who were down. And if you're going to give people a pass because, well, if it does come to fruition, you know, it's in your backyard. Let's not forget, if things go entirely upside down in those local markets and they can't afford the nut, the rest of the state's got to pick it up, man. It's not just a local issue on these, specifically on Foxconn.
Nor is it just a local issue when I'm financing the Brewer Stadium or the Buck Stadium. And as a guy who lives in Madison, now, I got to tell you, man.
Again, now, so for $250 million of half of the Buck Stadium, $90 million from the state, the rest were from locals in bonding, right? So you're talking about the $90 million. My understanding is the Brewers of the Bucks pay about $9 million in payroll taxes a year. Payroll taxes alone. Does that help, you know, chip away at the stone for your
company? So there's a 30-year offset. We break even after 30. That's our sweet, swell deal. Cheaper to keep them, man.
That's part of it.
But sure. Democrats from Milwaukee voted for that. And guess what? As a guy who's not a big fan of the Bucks, I didn't care for that. Should we go recall those guys?
Okay. Well, no, I'm not suggesting recalling anybody, man. I'm criticizing a vote, dude. And you can criticize votes without wanting to throw people overboard or crucify them. I mean, come on, man. And I get you don't like it, but at least there's a calculable payback for the Buck Stadium. Tell me where the math works on Foxconn.
The math does not work on the Buck Stadium, not for we the taxpayers. Maybe for those that benefit directly.
It
maybe for
does.
Major Goolsby.
The income tax.
It's about a net break, even my understanding.
Okay, then, man, whatever. It's not a loss.
So now we're investing the taxpayers' money if it's not a loss. Guess what? There's a better way to do this. We see the example, bounce back grants. We saw Tony Evers invest in 8,600 small businesses at about 10 grand a piece and stimulated main streets all across the state of Wisconsin and didn't break the bank on an individual basis for any singular corporation. Well, that's Democratic governance. But you know what? If Tony's offering the bounce back grants in my district, I'm encouraging it, even if I'm a Republican, because that's voting for my constituencies. I'm delivering
baby. Come on. So you're saying the government making a policy is the same as the international corporation propped up and pumped up by and sold by Scott Walker and Donald Trump. Those are the same things.
I'm saying delivering the bacon for your constituency is always a forgivable offense. That's what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. Woodrow from Madison. Welcome, Woodrow. Tell me, who's right on this one?
Hey, Woodrow.
You know, I got to be honest. I was at the gym and I just tuned in, but I called to say, I don't know if you guys have reported or heard, but supposedly Marjorie Taylor Greene has cast a vote to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. And I think that the Democrats should take a seat back and just let her rip and
let her go. I agree with you, Woodrow. Why
man, would you bringing us together, brother?
Yeah. I'll agree on that.
We all agree. Let's throw Speaker MAGA Mike Johnson overboard because, you know, who cares?
I suspect
that some word was given behind closed doors by Hakeem Jeffries or others, but, you know, that was behind closed doors.
I think it's going to be a vote your conscience thing, Woodrow. Last I heard. But did you realize, I don't know if we got to it yesterday or the day before, Mega Mike Johnson came out and said he's going to do everything he can in Congress to try to get these cases against Donald Trump thrown out. You know, it's lawfare, yada, yada, yada. I mean, that's where his mind is right now. And I'm down for the governance. I'm down for the bipartisanship, pushing through the, you know, the money and the legislation for Ukraine, et cetera. That's good. We need to govern. But now you're going to, what, use your authority as Speaker of the House to try to, you know, tap into the Justice Department and have them stop, and local DAs to stop prosecuting criminals because he's your candidate, man? I think that's the reason alone to let Mega Mike, you know, play in the wind and let the Republicans pick his fate.
Exactly. You said it. You're down for bipartisanship. The question is he down for bipartisanship?
Only when it comes to preserving his job. Like, help me. Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Please,
Woodrow.
We will
get into the Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is breaking news. We'll get into that in the top of the hour. In the meantime, 844-967-2789.
Cindy from Appleton, my pal from the Grassroots Network. What's your opinion today, Cindy?
Hey, Cindy.
Well, I came in a little late, so hopefully I'm on track here, but I am not for funding, as a taxpayer, stadiums like the Brewers or the Bucks. But as far as the Taiwanese con job goes, we have already funded that event. I don't think we need to fund it again. It's time the businesses fund it and start giving us some of the money back that we spent those billions of dollars getting that Taiwanese con job up and running, and it never ran. So I'm opposed to any more tax dollars for that.
Cindy, I'm not sure what the state's investment would be, but AI is cutting edge, and the federal government wants AI, and they want the investment at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. They want people to learn this new high tech, this cutting edge. Cindy, I actually think this would be a good thing. And while I get it's still tax dollars, they're yours, they're mine, but these are not our state tax dollars being allocated to Microsoft. We have already been on the hook to basically develop out the infrastructure for this now Microsoft taking over for Foxconn. But Cindy, the $1.2 trillion in infrastructure, things like bridges and cutting-edge technology, that is investment. We want investment, don't we, Cindy?
I don't know. AI scares me because I think it's going to take over the world. So do we really want to invest in something that's going to run us all off the planet? I don't think so.
It's Skynet, Cindy. It's Skynet. It's like the Terminator.
If I could replace them with AI tomorrow, I'd do it. Appreciate your call. Be well, sister. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak one more in this segment. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. And it's ironic now that, you know, I've brought it up before. You know, look at the money, look at the opportunity costs that Scott Walker cost us in terms of the rail and the broadband that we could have back in 2012. We could have that money spent, expanded the broadband way back then. I mean, how much opportunity lost was there because Scott Walker thought he could become president, you know, fulfill his Badger's little boy dream of being president of the United States. I mean, it is just hopefully something will happen with the new Microsoft investment there. But I mean, the amount of money that Scott Walker cost us, and we have to, every time Scott Walker appears someplace, somebody's got to talk about his Foxconn failure and his failure to accept that, let alone Medicaid money we've been passing up for how many years? Yeah. How many billions of dollars does that cost us?
Yeah, but they're not Scott Walker's money. He'd brag about giving back half his salary when he was county executive. You know, he was making it all on the back end, Mark.
Yeah, he was.
Well, he still is. He's making like 800 grand a year. He ran for president with a net negative worth, and now he's got a nice lake house in Pewaukee.
How does that work?
Well, corruption pays.
Ah, Young America's Foundation, you know, making money off the Ute.
I think I was right the first time. Corruption pays. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Love to hear from you. Mega Mike Johnson on the hot seat. The clock is ticking. We'll tell you how long he's got. He's like a frog in the pot, right? Just turn that heat up. Eventually, he'll boil. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Call us. or if the boss is looking, just use the text line. We got a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your blues.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WISS.FM. Your news just for the Oshkosh area. I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're going to go back to the lines. You can join us there, talk or text at 844-967-2789.
Here are a couple of the thoughts on the text line, Dom. I try to keep up. Crudy, what exactly are you upset about regarding the Fiserv deal? Please elucidate. I'm not sure if I know that word as it's texted. They kept a building here. Athletes pay a bunch of taxes. Sales tax receipts are up. Didn't the owners of the Bucks pitch in? Well, I know they got rich. That franchise has been multiples of its original value. We, the taxpayers, provide the stadium to them. And I know, and I think it's more than $90 million ultimately that we, the taxpayers, were on the hook for. I think there's a larger bonding issue that we also pay. But
well, the bonding is to the locals, though. That's not state. That's not Crudy's tax dollar.
Oh, so Crudy's only on the hook for a portion of my portion of $90 million for the Bucks franchise.
Correct.
So rich guys can get richer. So that's part of it, let's just say. And here's another one. Andrew from Verona says, quit your bitching about Microsoft. The bigger story? Crudy bears a striking resemblance to suspect number 12 in the Mifflin Street block party car flipping investigation. Yeah. You know, they are scouring the videotapes now for perpetrators. Yeah.
I know your phone was blowing up that day, Crudy. Crudy, where are you? But you were out of town, right? You can verify that?
I'm not sure if I can.
Why don't you come down to the station? We'll talk about it.
I don't have a clear-cut alibi. Madison Plummer says, Crudy's deflecting. Well, not very well. Here's another. AI is a tool like Dom. No, I added that part. AI is a tool. It's the people using the tool we need to be concerned about. We are not going to stop progress, but we need to legislate against the damage the tools and do. The tools or the fools? and do with the tools. Anyways, appreciate it. Crudy, I agree with them on Foxconn. Well, you lost me right there, Steady Eddie. Barker should have looked at the deal with a more critical eye. Instead, he had money in his eyes and let the money influence his vote. Maybe. Maybe he's bringing home the bacon for his constituency. Always a forgivable sin in Crudy's book.
Yeah, so long as you actually bring home the bacon and don't come home with three beans.
844-967-2789. Maybe they were magic beans. That's what Scott Walker promised. Cam from Nina, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. I would caution against being for the Microsoft AI money. So the government in the U.S. has a problem right now, and part of that is, I mean, they have multiple problems, right? But part of the problem is that they have a lot of licensing deals, state and federal, with the Microsoft suite. And the Microsoft suite, while none of the products specifically work better or as the best inside of the entire market, because they work seamlessly, the BAs inside of government see that as a win because it's cheaper for them to maintain and cheaper to upgrade. But it kind of locks the government into using that entire suite of tools. Now, 2 days ago, actually, I think it might have been late last night, they just closed down a bunch of their game studios at Xbox. And I know it's not related to AI specifically, but to give you a picture of it, Xbox has been around forever. I don't know if you guys know this, but LinkedIn brings Microsoft more money than the entirety of Xbox and the Xbox game studios.
Wow, I did not know that. I bought Xbox
at heart
because of Halo, Cam. I mean, I switched over because of a video game. Halo, greatest video game ever.
Yeah, I did too. It's just, it's really scary though that I don't think they have our best interest at heart. They're rolling over for their shareholders as they usually do. And they did the same thing to Linux 30 years ago. They told, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, Linux.
Sorry you lost me, Cam. I'm dumb. 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, you're next. Please don't talk above my head.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We must be registered to vote and get ready for this upcoming election. I agree. Well, especially back years ago, I was very, very much against Foxconn. In fact, I think we all said it was con. But it would have made a difference. I guess some problem I have is, why are we going and harping on the Democratic votes when it was the Republican who I think did it on the back of the napkin, if I remember correctly? You had Trump saying it was the eighth wonder of the world. You had Paul Ryan practically having a wet dream over this thing. You had Ron Johnson, Mr. Oh, I didn't see nothing, I don't know nothing. When things happen, you have him, practically having a wet dream over this whole thing. And Donald Trump saying this would never have happened if he wouldn't have been president. So I think instead of focusing on the Peter Barkas and the Democrats, who honestly probably wouldn't have made a difference in that vote, we need to really focus on the Republicans, because they're the ones that basically brought these magic beans to the state of Wisconsin and screwed over every taxpayer that was there. It never would have happened if Scott Walker wouldn't have said, let's put this on the back of a napkin and all of a sudden make a big decision of something that could affect people's children, grandchildren, and the people in the future of Wisconsin. What do you guys think of that? Let's focus on the Republicans.
Well, Tom, I've heard a litany of jobs that Scott Walker enumerated that he would not be qualified to do. Right. And negotiating a $4 billion deal with the foreign corporation, I'm going to throw that in the mix.
Oh, come on. This is the guy that claimed he fixed a $3.6 billion budget deficit the day he walked into the governorship. So, I mean, are you surprised? He's a rock star, that Scott Walker.
Dom, I've brokered a few deals. Literally a few deals, not in the billion-dollar range. I am more qualified than Scott Walker to enumerate the terms on the back of the napkin. I've done it many times. Come back. More Devil's Advocacy. Happier. Happy hour indeed.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese for National Lost Sock Memorial Day and talk to a longstanding Wisconsin sock maker. Paul Noonan with sports, Brittany Merlot with weather and wine. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.